Let's go to God in prayer. Jesus, thank you for your name. Savior is your name. And you saved us from our sins that we can have eternal life with you, with the Father, forever. Oh God, thank you for this life here. And thank you, Lord, for the life that is to come. In Jesus' name, amen. When Jesus walked here on earth in the New Testament, he usually referred to himself as the Son of Man. The Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. And why did he refer to himself as the Son of Man? Well, he wanted us to know that he was fully human. The Bible says that he experienced everything that we experience. He was tempted in every way that we are tempted, and yet without sin. Fully man. But there were times that God, that Jesus, said that he was also the Son of God. And from Matthew, he talks about himself. Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" And they said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If then David calls him Lord, how is he his son?" Garrett, I think we have another Matthew verse up there. But Jesus called himself the Son of God. He always referred to God as his Father. Jesus said, "I and the Father are one." Jesus prayed to his Father, and he called himself the Son of God. The Son of Man and the Son of God. But the religious Jews had a difficult time with Jesus as the Son of God. They had a difficult time with seeing the plural nature of God. They used to understand it. In the Old Testament, they called God Elohim. And whenever Elohim means God in our English Bible, when we see the Hebrew word Elohim, it's translated simply God. But whenever you put an im at the end of a Hebrew word, it's like putting an S at the end of an English word. It's plural. The Jews understood the plurality of God. We understand it, the Trinity. But when they went to Babylon in the 70 years that they were there, the rabbis disconnected with the plurality of God. But let's go to Genesis. Garrett, if you would show me Genesis 1, I think 26. Look at this. "Then God, Elohim, said, 'Let us make man in our image, after our likeness.'" Isn't that interesting? We read that, but we sometimes miss the plurality of God there. One God, but we understand him in three persons. Garrett, if you would give me Genesis 1, the first three verses. "In the beginning," this is how the Bible starts, "God, Elohim, created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God." Who do we know the Spirit of God to be? The Holy Spirit. "Was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, Elohim, let there be light. And there was light. Now look at this. And God said, God spoke, let there be light. And there was light. We see in these first three verses of the Bible, we see a picture of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Because when we talk about God's Word, who is the Word of God? Jesus. Garrett, if you would turn to John chapter 1. There we go. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. I think we have one more verse there. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Now notice what Genesis said, and God said, let there be light. The word of God is Jesus, and from John chapter 1, verse 14, and the word of God became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth. The Jews understood the plurality of one God in three persons, and there may even be more persons that God has not revealed to us yet. But they understood Father, they understood Son, they understood Holy Spirit. And here's how they, well, we know how they understood Son. Isaiah chapter 9, a verse that you all know. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Now look at this. Here's a child. This child is a son. But this son is also the Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. They understood this. But now here are a couple of verses that, unless we read our Bible a lot or every day, we can miss these verses. Garrett, if you would give me, please, I think Psalm chapter 2. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me. Now look at this. This is the Lord talking. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. And from John 3:16, what does that say? Yes, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. The Lord said to me, you are my son. Today I have begotten you. And the only son that he has begotten is Jesus, only begotten son. Isn't that something? Go on, keep going. Ask of me and I will make the nations your heritage. Jesus is going to rule the world. And the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise, be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Blessed are all who take refuge in the Son of God, Jesus Christ. He is the one who paid the price for our sins. The Jews understood this. There it is again. Isaiah, a child, a son is born. The Lord said, I've begotten you, my son. And let's look at Proverbs 30. Now here we're asking the question, who has ascended to heaven and come down? In our confession of faith, we confess from the Apostles' Creed, he ascended into heaven. Who has ascended into heaven and come down? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? All things were created by him, and without him was nothing made that was made. Who has wrapped up the waters in a garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name? And what is his son's name? Surely you know. What's his son's name? Jesus. And you know that throughout the Old Testament, the Lord is speaking, and he says, I am the Lord your God, your salvation. And you know what Jesus' name means? Salvation. I am the Lord your God, your Yeshua. That's the Hebrew name for Jesus. Garrett, thank you for those slides. I appreciate that. The Old Testament is pointing out about the Son coming. And in other verses, you know, Psalm 22, we have a picture of him dying on the cross. In Isaiah 53, we have a picture of him growing up and going to the cross. It's all there. The Jews understood it before they went to Babylon. And this is why it's so hard for them to accept Jesus today, because it's hard for them to think about God revealing himself in different personalities. Jesus told a story to the disciples. It was in Luke 19. And he said, there was once a rich man and a poor beggar by the name of Lazarus. And Lazarus would sit at the gate to this rich man's house, hoping that the rich man would throw out a few scraps of bread so that Lazarus could eat something. But the dogs would beat him to it, and the dogs would lick him. And finally, Lazarus died because the rich man never gave him anything. But Lazarus knew the Lord, and he went to heaven. And then the rich man died. And the rich man did not go to heaven. He went to hell. But in hell, Jesus said, he could look up and he saw Lazarus in Abraham's bosom. And the rich man said, oh, Abraham, Father Abraham, send Lazarus here to dip his finger in some water and touch my tongue, because I'm in torment in this fire. And Abraham said, oh, I can't do that. He said, because when you were alive, you had a good life, and Lazarus was suffering. But now Lazarus has it good, and you're suffering. And Abraham said, but besides all this, there's a chasm, a space between us, and I can't go there, and you can't come here. And the rich man said, well, then send Lazarus to my brothers. I've got five brothers, and tell them about this, so that they do not come to this place of torment. And Abraham said, they have Moses and the prophets. Moses and the prophets, the Old Testament, were telling all about Jesus, the child to be born, paying the price on the cross, suffering for our sins. But the rich man said, oh, no, no, no. If someone were to rise from the dead and go tell them, then they'd believe. But Abraham said, if they don't believe Moses and the prophets, if they do not believe the Bible, they will not believe even if someone rises from the dead. And isn't that the way it is today? People who do not believe the Word of God, the Bible, do not believe that Jesus rose from the dead. They don't believe Jesus. And this is why it's so important. It's important to come to church because we hear God's word here and we read the Bible here. But it's also important to have some daily devotions or daily Bible reading, because as you do that, God's Holy Spirit, who lives inside of us, will teach us about Jesus and we'll grow closer to him. And the word that we read in the Bible will be opened up, and our faith will grow, our belief will grow, and we will grow closer and closer to God as we think about his word. I mean, if we can't read, there are Bibles that you can listen to. We've got them here if anybody wants one to listen to. A member of our church has made these Bibles, audio Bibles, available to anybody who needs one. It's the Word of God. And in our confession of faith, or not our confession, but our confession of faith, our confession of sins, the Bible says this, and we say it very often. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Jesus, the Son of Man, died for our sins. Jesus, the Son of God, paid the price for our sins and rose for our salvation. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for coming to this earth and being born as a person that we can know you and the Father. Oh Lord, help us to grow closer to you every day. And we thank you for this in your wonderful, precious name, Lord Jesus. Amen.